Welcome, my friends. Welcome to the broadcast. Who is this tonight? This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm back. Apparently, Mike Herzog has gone off to some other operations, and the show has been turned over to Eric for the time being. I want to thank John Statmiller. I want to thank Mike on the board. I want to thank Mike Herzog for keeping me, because I know, you know, I'm sure he said he put in a good word for me, so I appreciate that. I appreciate all the listeners out there who have been sending emails on my behalf requesting the return of Eric the Freedom Screamer, so I am back. And I appreciate you all listening and tuning in tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please do not forget to support the network. We encourage you to join the program tonight by calling 800, I'm sorry, not the program. I don't like that word. We're not being programmed here. The broadcast, join us, 1-800-313-9443. Call in, some of you old-timers, new-timers, whoever wants to call in and say hi, we'd appreciate your input. We're going to try to get Gary in Michigan. We're going to get Chris, and we're also going to be blessed with the appearance of Lori Anderson on a regular basis here. I'm going to try, if her schedule will permit it, I'd like to have her on, you know, as almost as close to every night as possible, maybe do a news-type thingy, because she's a great reporter and really can focus in on, you know, immediate issues and things that are in the news, so to speak, and find, you know, weed out the wheat from the chaff and see what's pertinent and what we want, you know, the important stuff. And so we're going to, and then, you know, maybe during the first hour and then the second hour we can get into research and history and this study type stuff and go from there. Your input is requested and really required. We have to know what you want to know what we're going to do on this broadcast. So keep us updated on what you like, and we're just going to keep moving forward with what we do, which is trying to get as close to the truth as possible. No matter how much it hurts, a lot of times it's uncomfortable. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of names not being named because it's uncomfortable and it's risky, and I don't care. I don't need comfort and risk. I mean, that's part of the deal. The part of the deal of living as a free man or woman is a lot of times it's low comfort and high risk. That's the way it is. But today is Good News Day, and I'm serious when I say that. And anybody who follows me, the broadcast knows I'm very rarely, almost never, am I coming out with, hey, we got good news, everything's fine, and people are happy now. The latest Rasmussen polls is people are happy, woo, 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 happy days are here, we got a patriot as president, everything's fine, the Bundys are free, Tom Lacovara's out back on his broadcast, should be right here right now. Of course not. It's absurd. This is why I often say we almost would have been better off with Hillary, because people would see the tyranny that we're still living under with Tom LaGuevara and the Bundys et al. Everybody, the list of patriots being persecuted is so long, it boggles the mind. But today is truly, we got some good news. Of course, I don't just come on the radio and spew and talk and tell everybody this and that, and you all do this, and then I'm sit up here on the throne broadcasting, We hit the streets today. We went into Alfred, New York, small town in upstate New York, for courtroom observing for a man named Wayne Mosier today. And today we had some extremely good news. A very rare occurrence happened today. And I very rarely say this because I'm not cocky and I don't want to look. I don't even when there's good news, I don't believe in focusing on it because there's so much bad news still out there. So as long as the Bundys are sitting in jail and Tom LaGuevara is sitting there suffering, there's really not much good news, but I got to bring it to you today. We beat the witch's court in Alfred in Allegheny County, and six appearances, I think, total, including the first judge recusing himself for failure to keep his oath and bond current, which we found just by going to the county clerk's office and getting a copy of his expired oath and bond, so James Ames had to recuse. It went back to county court where Judge Brown said, well, my jurisdiction's very limited here, only to change of venue. Because the town didn't want to leave this man alone on his private property. And I'm sure you all know what we're talking about. You don't have to do anything to wind up in the grasp of the system. They don't like anybody who works for themselves, anybody who's a free thinker and a critical person. And this guy who they went after wasn't an activist. He wasn't really, he's one of us. but he wasn't, you know, he doesn't, he's not out at the, you know, air making himself known. I mean, he's very low key, and he was doing his thing, and the town was hassling him for minor code violations for having too much stuff in his yard, and a house way out in the country in the middle of nowhere wasn't bothering anybody. Okay, so first judge had to recuse himself. County, the town doesn't want to drop it. So they go to the county court and petition for a change of venue. And so the change venue got changed, and we went to county court, and the judge actually found in favor of the venue that we wanted, which was Alfred instead of Wellsville, because the system is in Wellsville is corrupt, and part of the big, there's the seat of the root of the problem. It's the biggest city around this area, and that's where the problem really rests, where the legislators all are. It's where the money is in the country club and all the you know, the grand poobah is all, we don't want to be there. We wanted to be out in Alfred, which was a college town. Alfred University is there, and it's a little more of a free thinker place. Yeah, maybe a little left of center as you would typically see it, but, you know, we had a chance there. Like the Bundys had a really good chance in Portland, Oregon, and walked away out of those charges originally, jury nullification worked, got through to the jurors, and the jurors came over and said jury nullification worked to the people that were there doing courtroom observing. So you know, even though a city like Portland or Alfred or one of these college towns or a little more of an urban environment may be usually a little more, I hate to use the left-right paradigm, but just let's, for ease of discussion, just say, you know, a little more left of center, so to speak. You know, they don't trust the government, whether you're on the left or the right. They all know that both political parties are working for the bankers, and the witch's court is completely corrupt. You don't have to get that through as much to anybody now. They're all like, yep, nodding their heads. Yeah, I agree. Not too many, unless you're working for the actual government, and then you're going to be going along with the flow because you get a paycheck out of our money. So anyway, so first judge recused himself. Second judge said his jurisdiction was only limited to the change of venue. And he was very specific because we tried to get him to drop the case for us. So you're the higher witch. Come on, Mr. Witch, drop this matter immediately. You have the authority to do it. Do it. No, my jurisdiction is, the first time I've heard a judge say this, my jurisdiction is very limited here, very limited. All I can do is just determine the change of venue, and that's it. Well, I didn't know whether to think good or bad. Yeah, it's good. He's limiting his jurisdiction. Great. But he doesn't have any to begin with anyway. He's got zero. So saying going to one is, you know, at least it's a small leap, but it's still out of the category of, you know, get yourself out of our life, period. Granted, I know what you're all thinking, but he at least he narrowed himself down and he boxed himself into a corner. And then when we got to the Alfred and we challenged the judge there, who also had an expired oath and bond, Sam Dirk Cameron, the town justice in Alfred, also had an UGG bond that had expired in 2015. Well, she should have seen the look on her face. How did you get a copy of my oath and bond? And like it was some kind of like state secret. We said, we go right down to the county clerk, lady. Ryan, I think, is the guy's name. And he has to provide it. He's not doing us any insider favors. It's public information. And we asked him to print out a public file on the oath and bond for Judge Cameron. She was in horror anyway, so we challenged her oath and bond, which was expired. We challenged Charles Cagle, the code enforcement officer who initiated the action, no oath or bond at all. And so the judge, both the agent for the state and the... So it was absurd in any way. I will this evening read the paperwork that I wrote, the motion to dismiss with prejudice. It's worked twice now. It got the first judge, Ames, to recuse himself, thrown it back to county court. Judge Brown agreed with us that the change of venue should be Alfred. That was the second victory, at least a small one. We were on the right track. And when we got to Alfred University, we had two judges they had, and can you all believe, I'm sure you can, that they were stupid enough to give us one of them had an open bond, Wendy Bush. They gave us Sandra Cameron a gift on who had an expired oath and bond, a gift on a silver platter. I mean, that has to be God. That's all I can say. They were that stupid that they gave us the one of the, and they had a choice. They could have given us the judge with the oath and bond, and it would have been difficult. Instead, they gave us one without. We're like, great, okay, we'll try the same trick again. Don't you know today in Alfred Town Court, District Attorney Finn gets up and says, Your Honor, the town of Andover is asking me to drop this matter and withdraw any claims. our charges. It was civil too. We also one thing you want to remember, so that was really, really good news. You very rarely beat the witches court, and it was a long, drawn out, arduous process. Last time we were in there, the district attorney didn't show up, so that was another month or two that went by. Of course, they're dragging it out because they get money from the performance and payment bond that goes on to every one of these cases. That's why they want to do what's called protracting, which is drag this garbage out as long as possible. So we beat them today, and the matter is completely dropped now. There's no more going back into any court for this absurd code violation. It's been going on for over a year and a half, I think. And, you know, I know there's very little good news out there, but I had to bring this up because I've seen it with my own eyes today. They dropped it, and it was due to a number of things. Number one is resistance. Number two is persistence. Number three is activism, which is courtroom observers. And number four is paperwork, which was this motion, this at-law motion to dismiss with prejudice. I'll read it to you in a little bit. Is Gary, Chris, or Lori with us? Do we have anybody, or is it just Eric the Freedom Screamer?
Well, just Chris is here, Eric.
Gary Don is here.
Gary's here. Do we have Lori?
Gary Don's here.
Hello, Gary.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
We got the three musketeers, and we're waiting for the fourth musketeer, Lori Anderson. Well, yes, the four musketeers in this woman. Huh?
Eric, I have some good news, too.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can take it. Go ahead.
Well, I had two individuals, or two men, I should say, not individuals, that's a U.S. citizen, caring for my home, guarding and protecting and defending it while I was unavailable through circumstances beyond my control of being taken political terrorism hostage up at the Lakes Crossing Center there in Sparks, Nevada. And they were doing a due diligent job of protecting my property here in Las Vegas. When they were seized upon, it appears that my former wife, I guess we're technically still married, but she acted imprudently and incompetently and presumed to assume that they were here unlawfully and leveled a charge against them that they apparently tried to escalate the alleged crime of squatting to a felony caliber offense. And one of them was charged with a felony, the other a gross misdemeanor. The one gross with a gross misdemeanor is an 87-year-old man, Marshall E. Holm. And, of course, the younger fellow, kind of an interesting individual. I think he's been on a couple of Republic shows, Ronald A. Lesnick. And they charged them, but I had a letter from the district attorney's office. They decided not to prosecute after I advised one of their defending pro bono attorneys working under the scope of the district attorney's office that I was a true party of interest who had maintained continual unbroken guardianship of the property here in spite of the fact that my bride had vacated the property herself under the pretext that she was in fear for her life. Obviously, some law enforcement individual had tried to put that meme in her head to use in the paperwork to make it look as bad as possible and paint with a broad brush of criminality and danger that they were trying to create the illusion that I was a dangerous individual. Well, come to find out, I was actually at the Justice Center last Thursday when we were making copies for the clerk's office, putting in some paperwork, and these two very vindictive and vendetta prosecuting detectives from the Southern Nevada Area Anti-Terrorism Task Force under the Department of Homeland Security and the InfraGuard group. Yeah, so it's apparently they're running a FISA court here in Las Vegas under the guise of being a grand jury operation, when in fact it's really a star chamber. And so I think that's what I was indicted in. But these gentlemen here were protecting my interest at my explicit request as my accommodation parties and my special power of attorneys, agents that were protecting my interest of my home from invading my wife who abandoned it and was continually home invading and looting from here prior. And, of course, there was another fellow by the name of Steve Dempsey that had been assaulted by her. She grabbed an implement by the front door and threatened to hit him with it. She knew him. She didn't know the old guy, 87, and she did know the younger guy somewhat. But when they came, they didn't have a warrant. They waved some magic papers out in the yard and claimed they had a warrant. This was before I got out of the Lakes Crossing Center, so I wasn't here when it happened, but I've read the complaint and talked to them since then to find out what had taken place, the best I can reconstruct. And so I made out an affidavit of interest that I was the only true remaining first-party holder of due course of any interest in the property, because my wife had willfully abandoned it over 14 months ago and had not had any attempts to contact me or express her wishes or find out what my wishes were since then. And I took that affidavit to the court today in a judge, if I can remember her name, I should be able to tell you, but it was Nancy Osterley, O-S-T-E-R-E-L-Y. And I was just listening to a Trey Gowdy interview, and he was telling a fairly eloquent story about how prosecutors don't like surprises in the courtroom. Well, I stood up in the courtroom. I had my affidavit, and, of course, the marshal in the place, he didn't want me to have anything to do with anybody. I tried to contact the defense attorney. No success. He told me to sit down. I tried to give something to the clerk and tried to give, you know, he wouldn't take it, didn't want to take anything. I wasn't an attorney. I couldn't put anything in the court, according to him. And I said, well, you know, I told him later on, I said, well, I'm a material witness. In fact, the district attorney's office, a guy by the name of Dylan called me up, and I gave quite a bit of information to him to clarify this miscarriage of justice and this mistake of false arresting these individuals. And, you know, I gave probably 30, 40 minutes of testimony to him about it. Well, and so they had quite a kerfuffle in there because this 87-year-old man is a pretty much of a freedom liberty guy. He's 87, but he was challenging jurisdiction and challenging authority court and pointing out it was a bogus prosecution and that he was not unlawfully there. He was there at my express interest and named me in the courtroom. And she actually, eventually, I was able to speak with both the prosecutor and the defense attorney, a private defense attorney, not wondering, working directly under the scope and purvey of the district attorney's office as part of their duty to do some pro bono work. And this guy's name was, let's see if I can remember his name. I'll give it for you, but I don't have it with me right now. But he really did, Klaus it was, K-L-A-U-S-E. And, you know, he came in and he had on, it looked like he might have been a Hasidic Jewish fellow, which, no problem. I wait till I know how they're going to act before I judge anybody or make an assessment of them. And he looked pretty interesting, but Marshall wasn't one to talk to attorneys very much, doesn't trust them, imagine that. And so it was quite interesting. Well, they took a break, and he went out into the hallway, or into the back hallway, and talked with him a bit, came back in, reported to the judge that he wasn't cooperating, didn't trust the attorney, didn't want to talk to him, wanted to present his own interest, not be represented, and so on and so forth. Well, then after the break, they came back for their Faretta canvas for his competency that they were questioning because he was 87 years old, and they didn't like the antics of him demanding the proof, the claim of jurisdiction, and where they got the authority, and pointing out the defects in the process that he didn't have his copy of the warrant they gave him wasn't signed. He pointed that out to her. I thought that was pretty astute for a non-competent individual. And she said, so she gave him her copy of hers that she said was signed. It looks to me like they're ips post facto, after somebody finds the defects, they're then back signing that stuff, trying to create the illusion that it was signed when it was served, when it was not. So that's tampering with evidence and manufacturing false evidence. But we didn't get to that point before. But what happened after the thing, there was quite a bit of kerfuffle because I'd had the prosecutor and the defense attorney speak to me a bit. I hear music. I'll fill in the rest after the break.
Yeah, give us the happy ending when we get back after this break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We got Chris, we got Gary. We're waiting for Lori. She'll be with us sometime soon. Hang in there with us on the RBN Network. You're listening to Freedom Scream with Eric the Freedom Screamer.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for staying with us on the RBN Network. I'll be here for a while, so let's see how this goes. Join us tonight, 800-313-9443, if you have anything to add or offer. We're getting reports from the trenches tonight. You people you listen to on this broadcast are actually in the courts, courtroom observing. And this is where all the power is, it's where all the corruption is, it's where the final say is, it's where the street Nazis get their orders from. Everything comes down to the courts. The legislators, you know, all these bogus statutes that are being passed, and the legislators should be ignored. There should be this, whatever happened to no compliance, no enforcement. It seems both sides of, even in a lot of the alt media, is just desperately, you know, there to uphold the system the way it is. Little tweaks and changes, and you're going to have some more freedom here or less there. Maybe your taxes are a little higher here or lower there. But whatever happened to freedom? I mean, true freedom. And that's what we all need. And if freedom is respected and the handcuffs are taken off people, charitable causes will take care of all the needy. I've seen it happen. Salvation Army is a great example, but of course they get hassled so many times by the government for paperwork and inspections and all this other garbage. They have trouble doing their work as well. But they're one of the last really good ones, the Salvation Army, so I always like to give them a plug. But we have Gary and Chris with us tonight. You're hearing from the trenches reports. I'm going to get back to our situation here in New York, and I want to read the paperwork that I wrote up, because two of these, you got one judge to recuse himself and the next one to drop the case. So, and it was a matter of, I think they just bit off more than they can chew, and plus we named some names in here that usually don't get named. Ooh, what does that mean, Eric? Okay, we'll get to that in a second, because we know who the true power behind the court is, and that's the Vicar's office, V-I-C-A-R. It's the thread, and the Freemasonic lodges are the thread that binds, and the Vicar is the manager of everything that all the tyranny that you see going on. That's coming out of the Vicars and the Bishops. It's not getting the Vatican and the Rothschilds out of Europe. That's not coming from, you know, they have a lot of left-wing professors on their payroll and useful idiots, yes. But they're not the ones with these. This is an overseas globalist agenda manifesting itself through people here who have sold us out. Right down to our local community level, we have local politicians here who have sold us out. They used to have some of supposedly, and they advertised it this on the sign when you came into town, "Welcome to Angelica, New York." the finest drinking water in New York State. And if anybody who's not familiar with New York City is a very small, little teeny island way off to the southeast corner of the state. The whole up north and west of the part of the state, beautiful mountains, and it's a pristine environment where they're not, you know, geoengineering or where all these Monsanto's not growing their, you know, having their GMO crops grown. But the environment's nice, and we used to have in Angelica, New York, where I lived, the best water in the state. And they bragged about it, and it was in their ads, and, you know, it was part of their, you know, I love New York thing, and that was their thing. We have the best water. And they, you know, tested it to show that. I mean, the water was absolutely crystal clean. And it came out of basically some spring-fed holding ponds, and the water is fantastic. Well, don't you know, recently, within the last just couple of years, our local prostitutes here sold the people out, and now they're dumping in the bag of chemical powder that has the skull and crossbones on it, and says poison, danger, contact poison control center if you come in contact with this. Danger causes cancer, blah, 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 blah. And skull and crossbones on the bag, and it actually says poison on the bag. And they're dumping that in the water because now they're going to comply with the state. Great, put the fluoride in there. And they got to, and the globalist agenda is reeking around here. They have the county festival here in this town for the Allegheny County Festival of Angelica. Every single... It was, what was the word? Is it Kafka-esque? It was like right out of like 1984. Now, this is a small upstate New York town, very small, one main street and a few little side streets, and that's it. And then it's mountains and country all around, very small. Not a big sprawling small town, a very small, small town. And every single lawn had a sign in front of it that was stuck there by the police that said, no parking, police order. And it didn't mean no parking on their lawn. It meant no parking in an area that was on the side of the road that was fully more than big enough to handle a full-size pickup truck. People could have parked all up and down very easily and walked up to the fair, and it would have been just fine, of course. And it was just lined. No cars, no traffic, no people walking around, and hundreds of signs that said police order, police order, police order. Oh, it was disgusting. And guess what? Half the people that normally come to the fair came this year, and it was businesses were freaking out because they count on that traffic to come into the town and help support the local economy. That wasn't happening. Down by 50%. Okay, nobody wants to go to the railroad police were up at the fair hanging out in their vehicle, making their presence known. There's not a railroad for dozens of miles from this place. It's absurd. All right, we'll get back to this in a minute. We got Gary, we got Chris. You're listening to the Freedom Scream broadcast with Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, therefore you're not far head out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine, and it's cool and the ointment sweet.
Welcome back, Michael. Welcome back to the broadcast. You're listening to Freedom Scream with Eric the Freedom Screamer. That was Yvonne Ellman doing Everything's All Right from the 1970 soundtrack of Jesus Christ Superstar. One of my favorite tunes there. She had a great voice. She has a great voice. She's still with us. So we thank you for that music, Miss Yvonne Ellman. We have Gary. We have Chris. We're waiting for Lori with bated breath. She may or may not join us tonight. She does so much to take care of so many young people in her life that it's often difficult to get a hold of Lori on the broadcast, but we're going to struggle to get her on tomorrow and for most of the nights. She told me recently that her schedule is about to be freed up a whole bunch, and so she'd be joining us a lot more often. So we're going to look forward to that as well. Lori's going to be our our on-the-spot reporter, and whatever she's got going on is always important. She puts a great, just puts everything in perfect perspective. So we'll look forward to Lori joining us as well. If you'd like to join the broadcast, call 1-800-313-9443. We're talking about some good news tonight. And I'm very, 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 very sketchy about bringing good news forward with the Bundys sitting in prison and Tom LaCavara sitting in jail when he should be here tonight. And it's just, but as we have some victories, it's important that we at least notice them and point them out and share with people how we win. Now, Rob, here's what I want to do. I want to get Chris real brief. Give us the status of the 87-year-old activist in Nevada. Is he incarcerated? How did it work out for him? Where does it stand right now? Give us in short, and then we're going to bring in Gary from Michigan.
Well, okay. He is still incarcerated at this time. However, I had a call from the investigator, or I talked to the investigator, Toby, at P. Augustus Klaus, C-L-A-U-S, at the Legal Resource Group Incorporated, or LLC, here in Las Vegas. And I really had to admire his courtroom manner. He did a very effective amount of advocacy and was a zealous litigator in the courtroom today. And there was quite a lot of interplay between the judge, the prosecution, the defense, and the Mr. Klaus. And so I was burning up my pen, taking good notes, and documenting everything that Marshall said and they said and so on and so forth. I should tell the people that Faretto Canvas is where they're canvassing you for competency. They ask you questions about your legal knowledge to determine your capacity, supposedly, like their psychiatric analyst, the specialist, and, you know, the whole thing's a lot of hooey, but anyway, that's what they do. So the litigator tells me that they, of course, I talked to the prosecutor and the defense, told them the situation, that I was the only guy still here with a possessory interest, and they said, well, your story sounds pretty good, but I don't have any proof of anything, so I'm going to send an investigator. So they went over, they verified. I went there, too, to make sure they hadn't fabricated any phony evidence to try to denute me of my ownership interest. I've been here 17 years. That's pretty much a reliance defense that's pretty undeniable. And they validated that what I told them was exactly true. And so I got the call that about 3:30, 3:45 when I talked to her, she was on her way to the courthouse to put in a motion to dismiss with prejudice to get him out, and we've got a hearing on Thursday. I have to be in there for something on my stuff tomorrow, the little ancillary stuff, where the FBI gaslighted me, pretended to investigate my case, got me out there, and then they had the police lay for me and steal my license plates off my car and cite me for improper registration or no license plate or a bunch of hooey stuff. But anyway, so it looks like Thursday he'll probably get out, and that's the same day. They were both scheduled for the 24th. Ron Lesnick was the same situation. He was here protecting my interest. They did not have a warrant. They broke, entered, damaged my home when they did so. Entered without a warrant. That's a home invasion. And so this pattern, practice, and custom of the Metropolitan Police Department of targeting me and people around me and arresting them without warrants, without proper process or proper due diligent investigation to qualify whether they actually have a reason to do so. And they have two FBI agents arrest Marshall, the 87-year-old guy, for a misdemeanor so-called home invasion claim or home occupancy. Insane.
Right, as if the guy's a threat for staying in a home against what code or whatever. It wasn't even trespassing. This charge isn't trespassing. It's just illegal squatting, they're calling it. Is that what they're calling it?
Occupancy of a residence is what they described it as.
Oh,
that's what
God.
The crime
illegal occupancy. And the FBI doesn't have anything better to do than arrest an 87-year-old man for illegal occupancy of
remember,
a residence. Lovely.
This is the Southern
this is why I do this broadcast. It's absurd. All right, Chris.
Eric, this is the Southern Nevada.
Well,
Southern
listen,
Nevada
I want to remind people.
Anti-terrorism task force.
From the anti-terror. Oh, boy, gee. So the guys on the FBI, see, this is what happens. When you will give them an inch, they take a mile. It's like a spoiled child. You let them have their anti-terrorism unit. And now they got guys going hassling an 87-year-old man for illegal occupancy of a residence, as if they don't have anything better to do than that, than disband the Federal Bureau of Idiots completely. Don't go on appointing a new Federal Bureau of Idiot director. Oh, I watched the hearing on that guy, and what a scammer, inside player, toe the party line, keep everything just like it is.
Talking about Station?
Robert Ray, is it Ray? The new director of the FBI.
The new guy.
I don't want to get off on his tangent. Chris mentioned a motion to dismiss with prejudice. I'm going to read, first of all, I want to bring in Gary. Gary, give us what's on your mind, Gary, before we get too far into the show. I appreciate you waiting in the wings while we get some stuff out there. But I want to turn some time over to Gary before we still got over an hour. We got the second hour of the broadcast left. Let's not make Gary wait any longer. Gary, what's on your mind and your heart? You don't have to be short because, you know, we want you to take up some time and tell us what you're thinking about, and also take us into a prayer like you usually do, because we need it, and a prayer of not only, you know, thanks for the good news, and I want to, if Wayne is out there, you know, in the Wayne Mosher case today, we're going to bring Wayne on. I want to do it when Lori Anderson's here, because she does a better interview, I think, than I do. I really like the way she does it, and she, I think, when her and Wayne will come on at the same time, sometime later this week, and Wayne can put it in his own words. But I want to read the motion to dismiss with prejudice that I kind of helped him write. And it seemed to work, because I wrote one almost identical to this the first time. It got the judge to recuse, and the change of venue took us to another judge with an expired oath and bond. And in 14 or 15 states, an oath and bond is required by public officers, and judges are public officers. So, you know, we challenge them before it even gets to into the witch's court. This is where you go. Challenge their standing. That's the first thing they do when you go into a lawsuit. Do you have standing? And I've seen all types of people get their lawsuits rejected. Valid, good, real lawsuits have them thrown out because, you know, they were suing Monsanto or suing the county or suing the judge. And, you know, of course, oh, you don't have standing now. You know, so standing is the first thing that they go for. We do the same thing now. Before you go after even jurisdiction, I guess jurisdiction is similar to it would be the standing of the court. So you could call it jurisdiction or standing, but when I say go after, I mean, you know, in writing, in protest, I don't mean go after physically, but, you know, track down their, find out if you're in one of the states that requires an oath and bond. I know this is one of the first thing I would do if I ran it, and Nevada is just an absolute nightmare because so much money and so much power is there. With so many people who don't care. They don't give one damn hoot about anything that goes on. Most of the people in Vegas are tourists that come through, and they're coming through to have fun with whatever kind of stuff they're doing. I don't even want to start speculating, but you know what Las Vegas generally is. It's a place where, you know, at any one time, I don't know, there's a huge percentage of the people all the time because it's a 24/7 city, 365 days a year. So almost perpetually, the majority, I would guess, the population there are people from out of town who aren't there for any type of political activity. They could care less about the witch's court as long as they have some gambling time or, you know, whatever they're doing. You know, they're happy, and that's the problem, is there's not enough activism to balance out, you know, there's not enough good to balance out the bad, so the evil takes over in places like Vegas and the larger cities especially. People get wrapped up in other things, entertainment, just, you know, work, you know, trying to stay alive. You know how close they got it. Now they, you know, it's engineered, so if you have a normal paycheck, so to speak, then they get chewed up with rent, insurance, mortgage, food, electric, gas. You know, people out there listening, I know they know how it is. It's tight now, and it's not by accident. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said one of their elderly relatives was in a nursing home, and she had, you know, some investments and this and that, and a check coming in from the Social Security and another thing from, you know, a disability, and then there was some little bit something in the portfolio, and then there was the other side, which is all the layout for the nursing home. And it was all in one place, though, which made it very suspicious. You didn't have a house, and then, you know, health care, but everything was in this. She got into a home, and everything was kind of bunched together, and they had it so every penny of her estate was drained to within $50 of zero every month. That's not by accident. That's not by nature. That's by design, and that's by evil. Anyway, so on that note, let's try to get back to the stay on the. And there is not much good news with Tom LaGuevara and the Bundys suffering it out and stressing it out. So, Gary, give us a prayer of not only thanks for the good news that we do have, and we'll bring Wayne on later this week with Lori, but give us a prayer, you know, to really, for God to notice the evil as well and to do something about it ASAP, and that the Patriots' persecution may cease and desist immediately. It should have done so as soon as Trump took office. Instead, it ratcheted it up, and it's a whole lot worse right now. And I'm not saying that because I don't like Trump. I'm saying it because it's the truth, and that's just unfortunately the way it is. So with that, Gary in Michigan, thanks for joining us tonight. Sir, how are you?
Thank you very much, Eric and Chris. I'm so excited and happy for what's transpired in New York for you guys, and I'm looking forward to listening to the reading. And of course, Chris is always exciting with his updates and his knowledge of the law of the land also. So that makes it a very exciting evening for me. But I think we have to turn to our Father and ask him for forgiveness of our sins, forgiveness for how we have adulterated the land, adulterated the streams that run through the land, adulterated the air we breathe, and how sinful we have become as a nation, and how we have avoided and debilitated all the laws of the Father. They have been told to us as we growing up in these so-called Judeo churches that the law has been done away with. And Father, we know that this is not true. We know that your laws existed in the beginning, they existed in the meantime, and they exist right to the end of time. And we will probably have the same laws extended when we have a new heaven, new earth, and a new body, and a new everything. What a wonderful day that will be, Father, that you give us. And we're thankful for the promises that you give us that will be coming to us if we stay steadfast in your ways and in your laws, and your judgments, and your statutes. You see, the people have emulated you in statute, law, and everything, but you are the only complete creator that can give statutes that are meaningful, and they're just, and they're true. And Father, as we pray for the knowledge going forth, we pray that as we bring forth in this time, that we bring forth the truth, and everything would be in truth and knowledge thereof, the best of the truth, because our people suffer because of lack of knowledge, and sometimes the things that we think is knowledge is not true. So we pray that as we bring forth this different teachings, different projects that are happening, that we would get the truth and nothing but the truth. And therefore we ask a blessing on this great nation that you have given us, the land where the pine and the fir and the box will grow together, the new Israel. And we do thank you for that, Father, and we ask a blessing upon the house of Jacob as well, his sons and daughters. We ask this in your name, Yodivai, so be it.
Amen. Thank you. That was wonderful, Gary. Appreciate that.
Well, it was a little bit long, but you know, sometimes we just got to take a little time to worship our Father. Later on in the thing, I'll get around, if you have time, I will bring up a little thing that was interesting. We have our little think tank and Bible study on a Saturdays, and this was the latest one, and it has to do with Jonah, and it has to do with the eclipse, and I'll put that together for you. And, of course, we've got this big eclipse coming up here shortly. And there's some interesting things. So, will you, after you read your thing, and we can get whoever else comes on, if there's time, we'll do it tonight. If not, tomorrow night.
Whenever you want. That sounds fascinating. I would love to hear that. You can squeeze that in anytime. That'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, the sooner
you go
the better.
Ahead and read your, if you would, read this, because I know we got people in suspense wanting to know. I appreciate how the writings go, because I know It's a skill that's needed, and you just can't. They require it to be so, you know, in order for them to acknowledge it, in my understanding. So I appreciate the expertise that you and Chris have brought forth in that area. And I guess I kind of know where to go if I happen to need help in the writing procedures. And
exactly.
I think people are interested in that, so go ahead and do that. I think it's good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We have Gary in Michigan. Gary, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take up the next few minutes, and then I'll read this motion during the next hour. We've got a whole other hour coming up, so don't be afraid to take a few minutes, Gary. Otherwise, I'm going to run out of material. Go ahead.
Oh, we got lots. I'm sure Chris can fill in a lot of material, too. Yeah, let me get where I got to be there, and I'll take a minute here. I usually have my computer up and going on the Bible, but I don't have it tonight.
Oh,
my wife was
well,
in the other room, but I'm okay. The verse is, the book of Jonah is only a very small book, okay? And he was one of the minor prophets. And the year was that Jonah was brought forth in this situation, if I let me get it here. Yeah, the year was June 15th in history, 1763 B.C., when Jonah was, you know, supposedly, he was taken up by a fish that was prepared by Nineveh to take him after they threw them out of the ship into the water because they were afraid they were all going to die. And so they cast them over, and the father prepared a big fish for him and took him to shore after 3 days and three nights. And they cast him out of his thing. But in chapter three, there's only four chapters in the Jonah. But in chapter three, he says, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he ended and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. What happened 40 days from the time of the eclipse was the Day of Atonement, okay, the Day of Judgment. And guess what? This is a quick one. When we have this eclipse, I think it's in August 21st here, whatever it is.
Okay.
What do you think is the 40th day after the eclipse?
The Atonement.
There you go, the Day of Atonement. This
Very
is not an accident.
That cannot fall like that by accident. That's not a coincidence.
No, it's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. You know, our Father, no matter what men say, no matter what Gary Don says, on his own, okay, and sometimes even when we read things, we have been confused and been read from the pulpits of America, total confusion. Okay.
Well, sure.
And this is all planned. Our Father's in charge. It doesn't matter what we do, how it happens, he's in charge. We are looking at plagues that are coming up. They're already showing forth across the United States of America. For instance, the Dutch elm disease for the trees. I don't know how many Dutch elm disease are even living, even the small ones. But then come along the ash borer. The ash borer, there's not an ash tree living in the state of Michigan. Now, the new one out, and it's brand spanking new, supposedly, is called the maple beetle. Okay, we got music coming?
Yeah, hang tight, Gary. We got the top of the hour break. We'll get into this more after the top of the hour. The plagues are on the way, folks. We better get right with the Lord.
Yep,
all right, there's my preaching. So, yeah, no joke.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back after the top of the hour here. Stay with us. This is Eric DeFranco. Chris, feel free to join us at 1-800-313-9443 on the RBN Network. We'll be right back.
Too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. 'Cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.